Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
The music in the background right now is not even close to being scary enough. Introduction for the Gotzel family. As I just found out, haunting you for 10 years, and you didn't even know maybe they were behind the scenes of doing it, because they get a bunch of other people to do the behind the scenes, and they stay way behind the scenes.
Oh, I'm front and center. I pull no qualms about that. I'm front and center.
Sherry and Sean, Walk of the Dead is coming up again, so I don't know how many years for Walk of the Dead, but Walk of the Dead and A Nightmare at the Movies. And then what's the one in Abingdon, the haunted house you had in Abingdon?
Fright High.
Fright High, yeah. And Sherry, are you a scarer?
No.
No. Yeah, so are you involved at Walk of the Dead when it happens? Are you at one of the stops? Do you have a mask on? Do we not know where Sherry is exactly?
Oh, no. Like I said, I'm front and center. Yeah. I give everyone the rules as they walk in.
Okay.
I control the very beginning.
Yeah.
So.
That's where you need to be, right?
Yes.
To let people know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. To be right there to see their faces before they go in?
Because I don't wear a mask. I don't wear any makeup. I'm the straight man in all of this.
Okay.
And that garners a sense of trust in the people that are standing there. So they'll say anything to me, not realizing that I have a way of communicating to the others who will scare them later.
Yes.
So it's kind of nice to earn that little bit of trust. Here I am. You know, saying it all on the radio now.
No, but that's okay. And it's probably not rare, but in a marriage, and it's not rare, but it's awesome that in a marriage you have this in common.
Yeah.
This love of this time of the season, mm-hmm. Of haunting, of movies, of makeup, which is a Sean growing up. Where'd you grow up, first of all?
Well, I grew up here in Galesburg.
Yeah. And it's been a part of your life since you were a wee lad.
Absolutely. The ones that are my age that grew up here in Galesburg when we had just 4, 6, and 8 was your channels. Friday night was the Acre Creature Feature.
Creature Feature.
And then on Saturday nights was a show called Pie Wacket. And it was a late night show that showed old horror movies. And I started watching them when I was a kid around 8, 9 years old. And
probably
I've been hooked ever since.
Some of the best and worst ones you've ever seen, right?
Right, exactly. Some of the best horror movies are your B-rated movies anyway.
So. Yeah, well, if you think you've seen a great a slasher film, Sean Gotzel's probably seen the better one.
Right.
Maybe. All right, so Walk of the Dead is going to come up again, and you guys are going to start that on October at Lakeside Splash Zone. Behind. In the pool area.
No.
In the woods.
Right.
And how many years outside now at Lakeside?
Three. This is our third year.
Three. So you're walking through the woods. Things are in the trees. You guys have got this strategically planned out, the whole walk. And it takes how long to get through?
We haven't timed this year's yet.
Yeah, well, I haven't had a dry run this year. But last year, it ran anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes, depending on how fast or slow people went through.
Sure.
Sure. I mean, because to walk the trail that we cut, the people are walking in daylight, walking from the beginning to the end, takes about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So imagine that at nighttime, people and things are holding you up.
The
it's going to take a little longer.
Yeah, and the crew you've got spread out through all this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sherry, you've grown it. The acreage you've used is got a little bigger every year?
It has. This year we are the same size, but we've added a little more twist and turn to it.
Yeah.
So, but it's huge. It is quite a hike without being scary. It is quite a walk. So,
Who met who first? You guys met each other when?
We met each other at Sandberg probably 14 years ago.
I guess I should say who saw who first.
Yeah. No, we met at Sandberg 14 years ago, and then I went off and got married to someone else. And then we met up again.
But you made a friendship before you got married.
Yes.
Yeah. And did you then, before you went and married someone else, confirm that love of scary, the love of horror?
Well, and he'll start chuckling. I really don't. I like scaring people. I like creepy, crawly things to a point, but I'm a big chicken. I will not go into the haunt while it's running. I have no desire to be scared because I think how evil mastermind he is, that I will not go inside the haunt. I'll do everyone's makeup. I know exactly what everyone looks like. I know what I did to them. But seeing them in their element, not for me.
Yeah.
It's just not. And horror movies, lately we've been enjoying the horror movie of, that'd be a really cool effect. Oh, we could totally do that. We really should do that. And figuring that out instead of being scared by the movie.
Yeah.
We're in that mode of, we could totally do that. That would be so
easy.
Yeah.
So you have the frights in common. You don't love everything that's involved with all the frights.
No.
You're not necessarily going to watch the movie he's watching all the time.
Not usually, yeah, no. Yeah. But I think that's what makes it work.
Yeah.
Is that we're weird in our own ways. So.
Right.
Sherry and Sean Gotzel are here. And Sean, growing up, what was it like for you? What was your escape? Your escape was creepy things, scary things, things that went creak in the night.
Right. I guess what really sealed it was when I got a kit for a birthday present when I was like 11 years old to make your own latex masks. And that was right there. That just started it for me. I could make my own monsters and things. And I've been building haunted houses since I was 16. So
yeah.
It's been 30 some years I've been doing it. And I went through the JCs, worked with the Galesburg JCs. And then my son came up. I was in the infancy of Gilson for its first couple of years because he was the Gilson scout.
Yeah.
So I helped with that.
You've seen, you came up and you've seen all the facets of putting on a haunted
right.
house. Yeah.
And now, when I started at Fried High, which is funny, as she's saying, not going in, I'd be up on the third floor building a room or building some. She'd send somebody up to come get me. She wouldn't even come up into there, even when I was building, when we were even
because
running.
You have to pass through all the
right,
yes.
all the props
the
and things.
Yeah.
But I started out at Fried High. I started out with a couple rooms there because I had actually retired, and I was just doing a hunt in my yard, and a couple of people were supposed to show up and do something at Fried High. And we were dating at the time. So she asked me if I could bring some stuff down. So, you know, I had some coffins and a guillotine and, you know, I had some strobe lights and stuff. So I went and set it up for them that first year. And then they asked me to come back and build more. And I just started building more and more and more. And when we got into about the third or fourth year, I was pretty much building the whole thing or coming
yeah.
up with all this. And so, and here it is now 10 years later. And
he said
I'm
I
still
had,
designing the whole thing.
He said, I brought my guillotine and my yeah. mask and my blood.
I
like,
still
like
married him.
Bringing the ball glove and the bat.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, he had
these
a
are
guillotine.
Normal things around my house. Yeah.
Tools of the trade.
We have an electric chair. I yep. mean, it's one of those things. I still married him. He had a guillotine and a coffin, and that didn't faze me at all. So.
Yeah. Well, it keeps a certain aspect of people away from your house too, so that's,
right.
that's probably good.
Hell, you know.
So, what do the extended family and your families think about what you guys do? Are they involved too?
Yes, to a point. Yeah, my nephew is really, really big in helping me out. He started when he was 13, and now here he is, his own contractor. Now, from what he learned from working at the haunts and learning how to build, because that's the one thing that I like to do with the kids, is we take kids in and teach them skills that they might not learn somewhere else. Because I don't even think there's a building trades in high school anymore. But these kids learn, you know, they look at a bunch of lumber and they can't see it until you start putting it together. And you put the drill in their hands and you make them start building, then they start to care about it.
Yeah.
And then they want to be involved and they want to come back and they want to, and they're learning something new from it. And they said we had a couple of them that went on to be contractors and then very successful ones at that.
Well, it's not just frights you guys put on, it's these skills. And that's what we'll talk about coming up next. We'll take a quick break and come back and talk about Ages Community. And that's who benefits from what Sherry and Sean Gotzel, that their passion. A lot of these kids coming up and even adults right. benefit from learning and the community and working with others and putting these events on. So we'll talk more about Ages and Walk of the Dead and the artistry that goes into it, too. Coming up next on Galesburg Live with our guest, the Gotzel family at 826. It's Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.